A BC Supreme Court judge has sentenced a Richmond RCMP officer convicted of exposing himself to Vancouver private schoolgirls to 18 months in jail. The accused targeted schoolgirls dressed in uniform, Justice Catherine Wedge said November 4 as she sentenced Andrew James Shangio, 37. Mr. Shangio was a sexual predator, she said. The incidents happened while Shangio was driving through Vancouver's Shaughnessy neighborhood in early 2019. Shangio was convicted by a jury on a 10-count indictment, including 3 counts of exposing his genital organs to people under 16 for a sexual purpose. The other 7 counts involve allegations of committing an indecent act in public. The convictions include 2 undercover officers dressed as schoolgirls, part of a sting set up after police were alerted to the issue. Most of the events in question took place close to the all-girl private school's Little Flower Academy and York House School. Shangio took the stand at trial. Mr. Shangio testified and gave a blanket denial that he ever exposed himself or masturbated in public at any time, Wedge said. She said the jury clearly rejected those denials. Crown prosecutor Jeff Barriger told Wedge during sentencing submissions that Shangio's actions were very much a breach of the trust the public would expect of a person holding that position. In the case of the schoolgirls, Barriger said, Shangio offered no explanation. In the case of the female officers, he simply denied he was masturbating. His lawyer, Glenn Orris, read out a letter from Shangio in which he expressed remorse and a sincerest apology. He said the situation has been hard for all involved, especially the victims and the trauma that has affected their lives. Wedge said the complainants were traumatized by the incidents. They were children, school-aged children, she said. And, she said, Shangio expressed no actual remorse. There was no acknowledgement of the trauma he caused the complainants, Wedge said, adding the defense showed a cavalier attitude toward the offenses. I'm very concerned about the risk Mr. Shangio continues to pose to young girls in the community. The trial evidence during the trial, Barriger told the court in his final submissions on July 5 that while no one identified Shangio as the driver of the vehicle, the facts lead to the conclusion in multiple instances that he was driving the vehicle in question. He said victims got partial or full license plate numbers, that video cameras caught images of his car, that the sexual behavior of the driver was the same in each instance and that the vehicle sped away when some victims or police officers attempted to see the driver. In each case, Barriger said, the vehicle would approach slowly with the passenger side near the victim. Court heard the driver used one hand to touch himself, with the other hand on the steering wheel. Barriger said cell phone records put Shangio's phone in the area of the incidents at the time they occurred just as video surveillance caught his vehicle. It defies coincidence that another black SUV would be in the same area approaching schoolgirls in a similar manner, Barriger said. The Crown lawyer told the court a police officer in an undercover operation saw similar behavior from the SUV driver. The court heard police followed Shangio as he left the Richmond detachment for Vancouver, on March 7, 2019. The defense Orris told the court July 4 his client has not been involved in any illegal act. Orris told the jury before Shangio was sworn in to testify that his client was not picked out of photo lineups shown to complainants. Once Shangio took the stand, Orris asked, have you ever exposed yourself or masturbated while in your car? No, I have not, Shangio said. Shangio was employed with the Richmond RCMP detachment and also worked for military police reserves out of Richmond's Colonel Sherman Armory. He has lost both those positions, Orris said. He said he drove to and from those places via Granville Street or Oak Street, occasionally detouring through Shaughnessy streets when traffic became heavy. He said he did this to save time or to take a call or a text on his phone. He lived in downtown Vancouver at the time of the events. He confirmed he had a black Hyundai Santa Fe sport utility vehicle. The identities of the complainants are covered by a publication ban. Janesworth at glaciermedia.catwitter.com/janeswo.